When the Serenade of the Seas ties up on Friday, it'll be the first ship to visit Ketchikan since October 5th, 2019, 21 months ago.
The fact that big ships are coming back is really just so important for the economy of Ketchikan, and I think in the entire Southeast for that matter.
That's Michelle O'Brien, the head of Ketchikan's Chamber of Commerce. Industry figures say more than half of all visitors to the state as a whole arrive on cruise ships. O'Brien says the economic boost the cruise industry brings to Ketchikan goes beyond tour operators and dock vendors. Ketchikan Visitors Bureau President and CEO Patty Mackey says the total loss to Ketchikan's economy in 2020 was upwards of $250 million.
It's passenger spending, it's the crew member purchases, it's the state and local fees, as well as the miscellaneous cruise line purchases, too. We have a business here that sells salmon to the ships.
But before they can welcome tourists aboard again, the CDC is requiring cruise lines to test their COVID-19 protocols with a so-called simulated voyage, says Cruise Lines International Association Senior Vice President Brian Salerno.
And they go through basically all the paces, you know, making sure that all of the procedures are in place, everybody knows their duties, that they know how to handle emergencies.
A Royal Caribbean representative not authorized to speak to the media says the Serenade of the Seas test voyage will carry some 300 passengers, largely Royal Caribbean employees and their guests who volunteered to serve as guinea pigs. Another 800 crew will also be aboard. Cruise lines can get around the simulated voyage requirement by mandating that at least 95% of passengers and crew are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. But Royal Caribbean told Cruise Industry News that it sees itself as a family brand, and of course young children are not yet eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine, so it's opting for the test voyage. CLIA Executive Salerno says that means there will be extra pandemic restrictions on board.
The mask requirements are going to be in place, and you know, physical distancing will be in place. So there will be some restrictions on the population density in restaurants and casinos and so forth, you know, on board the ship.
The off-ship experience will likely look a little different, too. There will simply be fewer people in port on any given day. In Ketchikan, for example, the first week of August saw 27 port calls in 2019. This year, just 7, about 75% less. David Wrightson is co-owner of Huna Travel Adventures on Chichagof Island. He says with few passengers expected this summer, the usual business model just doesn't pencil out.
We're not even going to pull the boats out for whale watching this season just because we're not seeing, you know, the numbers that would justify the expense of the increased insurances and all those things on these bigger boats.
Wrightson says he normally runs his business with 13 employees. Right now, he says he has just one. The challenges for tourism businesses don't stop there. Russell Thomas helps manage several tourism sector businesses in Ketchikan. He says without the typical passenger volume, it's difficult and costly to guarantee full-time work for his tour company staff. And the season is running later than usual. The last port call on the Alaska schedule is October 21st. And by then, the high school and college-age workers that often staff tourism businesses are back in classes.
We're just planning on, you know, utilizing the people that we have year-round, our bookkeepers and our managers and, you know, our mechanics and whoever else that we can find that can drive a boat or drive a van or narrate a tour or whatever is going to be put to work.
But while this summer's cruise season will be short, weirdly timed, and bring few passengers, it's better than nothing, and everyone's looking forward to a 2022 cruise season that looks just a bit more normal. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.